I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You.
We're joined today by Dr. John Cooley. Tell us how people can actually interact with periodical cicadas.
One of the interesting things about periodical cicadas is that they are what we call singing insects. They use sounds in mating, and the sounds are for the purposes of attracting mates, and it's a signal. And if you learn how the signal works, you can actually interact with cicadas. And, you know, on the wing flick, you can imitate, if you're good, all the different species and both male and female. And so you can, gotta be careful how this sounds, you can play either role, male or female, in one of these mating interactions. The timing is everything.
Right.
And this is explained in the website. It's about a third of a second delay after that downslur in the call of Decem. And it's like a half a second in Cassini and Decula. You got to hit it right between the sound pulses. And all this stuff is illustrated. But, you know, if you're good at whistling, and I won't do it here because I fear that I'll...
Oh, no, please do it. Do it.
Well, I have to stand back. I am one heck of a pure tone whistler, and that's what you need for Decem. Decem have a pure tone call.
All right.
And
well,
so if I go out and do this, and I'm not going to aim in the microphone.
All right.
If I do this, I got to have wet lips.
Oh.
And then that's the female click. And I'm whistling that and I'm doing it with my fingers. The Cassini is just tick, 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 tick. You see, you go tick, 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 tick. And the Decula is. You do that, that's it. And if you sit around there and play with it, long enough, you can go out there and be Dr. Doolittle with the bugs in it. You know, the females, they're going to wing flick to you, and that's about what they do. The males, though, and that's exactly what you – I think there's a photograph somewhere of one copulating with a light switch. You can do it with a light – you go to the junkyard and get an old brown light switch, one of the brown ones that makes a click.
Uh-huh.
And you learn to work that, and you got to be a little gentle. You can't scare the cicada. But you can have them copulating with that in, you know, 30 seconds if you do it just right. And the key, and why this is more than just a parlor trick, is that the periodical cicadas have a very complex courtship with three different songs. And that's not common in insects. And if you have males that are calling to you, you can get them to shift between those songs if you're doing the wing flick right. So you'll get them to do the main calling. We'll do it for Decem because it's easy. So the main calling is. And then he'll shift over to court two if you do the clicking right. And he'll go. And he'll walk over and start mounting the female. And then as he's getting ready to copulate, he'll start the court three, which is. And he'll do all these behaviors with his forelegs and everything. Most people who think of insects as yucky and gross, greasy, nasty things, they've never had the chance to play with an insect that is this charismatic and doing this sort of thing. And so nothing would be more entertaining than to see school kids and whoever out there learning really how to talk to the periodical cicadas and realizing, hey, these are really neat animals, and you can interact with them in a way that maybe you can't with a lot of the other animals in your backyard.
Well, that is an excellent description, not only of the calls, but the behavior, and I don't think it's too anthropomorphic at all.
I don't know how many years, 17 years, something like that, experience doing this. We started out with these playbacks where we had a portable speaker and a tape recorder, and it was just too hard to operate. And so I said, well, why don't I just whistle it? And that works fine. And you know, those sounds that I made right here, and this is a pretty dry room, so it's a little tough. But those sounds are perfectly good enough, and if I have a female who's receptive, she'll respond. The caveat and the big catch to the whole thing is that most of the females that you see out in the chorus are not sexually receptive. And that's because these cicadas become sexually receptive at an unknown time after they've emerged from the ground, but there's something we call a tenural period where they have to finish maturing. And the time and place at which they become receptive is unpredictable. And so if you think about the chorus as a time-lapse movie, and you look at slices of time in that chorus, at any one moment, the number of females who are sexually receptive is going to be tiny. And there's a zillion males in the chorus, and they all want to mate. And they're going to mate as many times as they possibly can because they're male insects. And so what happens is if a female makes that wing flick, she can make it once or twice in her life, and boom, she gets mated.
Right.
And that's it. And she's out of the mating pool because they typically mate once. Hmm. And so what's really driving these choruses is this insanely biased operational sex ratio. All receptive males, virtually no receptive females. And what that means is if you go around there and pick up a female and have a look at her and watch her behavior, you know, the probability is she's unreceptive. She's either not mature enough or she's already mated. And there are actually ways that you can tell if you're a cicada expert. And you can look at a female and tell if she's been mated.
That's fascinating.
There's all kinds of twists. And so, if viewers or listeners or whoever wants to go out and start whistling to the cicadas and looking for wing flicks, I'll tell you right now, they're not going to see anything because they're never going to find a female who is receptive. So that's the odd. And that's basically what Dave and I found out in 1995 with Brood 1 back there in Virginia, because we'd had those cicadas separate in cages. We kept them separate by sex, and they matured in there, and they were ready to go, and they couldn't mate. So anyway, those are some twists, and I think people find them fascinating to interact with, but it can be a bit of a bummer if you're expecting to interact with some of the female cicadas because they won't do it.
Well, I have to say, after this discussion, I can't wait to go out and interact with a few cicadas myself.
Well, there you go. And you know how to read sonograms and oscillograms, right?
I do.
And so they're on the website, and you can get that, and you can get all the timing and information you need out of that. The pitch for decim is about 1.34 kilohertz. So as long as you learn to whistle that, you can try for a female.
I can do it in my head, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I've never been much of a whistler.
It's the eighth species, Psychodecim, the ones inside your head. I think the behavior is the real key to getting people involved. You know, the bugs in the backyard, this is an appalling horror. But the behavior, it's all of a sudden, hey, you can interact with this thing, and it's not going to sting you. It's not going to bite you. There's going to be no blood, nothing like that. It's okay. It's cool. It's a mellow sort of insect.
John, thank you so much for your time and joining us, and I'll keep you posted on how it develops.
Sure. Well, keep me posted, and keep your eyes glued on that website, because that's going to tell you how the emergence is progressing, because those dots will start showing up.
Good. Well, thank you so much.
That's fantastic.
I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
And thank the folks at WNPR for helping us out today.
Yeah, I'm giving them a big thumbs up right now.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thanks a bunch.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.